Blog Talk Radio.
From deepest, darkest Africa, across the polar ice cap, spanning the jungles of South America, without a compass, without a map, Blog Talk Radio and Wildlife Educational Services presents Larry Batson's Wild World. Discover the wonders of the natural world with nationally known wildlife educator Larry Batson as we visit his wild world.
Hello, everyone, from the remote jungles of Clinton Falls, Indiana. This is Larry Batson, and you are listening to Larry Batson's Wild World on Blog Talk Radio with our international audience. A big hello to everyone over in New Zealand and England and Ireland, also our good friend down in Alabama, Slade Monk, who always listens the next day while he mows grass at the local golf course, and it's great to get his emails and comments on the show. We've had a fantastic week. We were in Washington, D.C. this last, Monday, and we did a tremendous event. In fact, next week we're going to talk about it a little bit more. Our good friend Benny Williams from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, it's his event. It's called Kids Fishing, where they bring all these inner-city youth into one of the reflecting ponds by the World War II Memorial, and they stock the pond with bass and bluegill. The kids get a chance to go fishing, and I'm going to tell you right now, we take alligators and snakes and turtles and all tarantulas and all sorts of things, and they put us on a golf cart, and they have these little areas where the different groups congregate, and we do short programs for them. And in the past, the kids were absolutely fascinated with it. Well, I'm going to tell you this year, the kids were fascinated, but the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service got a little smarter. They put the fish in the lake 2 weeks ago. So they were well acclimated, and the kids were catching fish. I talked to one youngster who I met last year, and he had caught over 10 fish that day. So it was great and exciting, and that's all I'm going to talk about that, because next week we're going to talk about the Kids Fishing Day and how the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service want to get kids outdoors. In fact, that's going to be our subject tonight here in a little bit. Our good guest, Peter Weimer, up there in We Want You Cottages at Chautauqua Lake, he's on tonight, and we're going to talk about his exciting new fishing show with his son, Justin. It's called iKids Fishing. Peter also told me that his son is quite the Bigfoot enthusiast, so he may have a few questions for myself. And, of course, Eric Altman over in Pennsylvania, he's our technical producer, making sure that we stay on the air. He's monitoring the chat room, and he's taking in the calls that we might receive, but tonight's guest, he has a lot to say, so I doubt if we'll have much time for calls, but we'll see. But also, a big hello to our, presenter of the Wild World News each week, Dr. Henry Day. Good evening, Doctor.
Good evening, Mr. Batson.
So how are things
on the the Wildlife Preserve?
Well, things are good. We, it's rather, today, I'll tell you what, we just worked all day. I was gone for about 4 days this week, so I had a lot of catch-up to do. But my wife, Cheryl, and I, we had the normal day, and part of that day consists of me being beat up by the baby baboon. But it's love, you know, that's people say.
Yeah. I have encountered that baby baboon, and yes, I understand completely. She ripped my shirt off the first time she met me.
We did a program last night, and we were in Carmel, Indiana, and it was for the Cool Creek Nature Center, and we had quite the event that night, and there was the baby baboon, and once again, it beat me up. In fact, I thought for the listeners around the world that we may want to have a chance to hear her. She's talking to me tonight. It's her first time she's ever been on radio. How you doing, Elizabeth? So that's the baby baboon, Dr. Day.